Channel 5 news viewers were saddened and disappointed and even shocked earlier this month when it was announced on air that two of the station's favorite personalities, meteorologists Cindy Pressler and Mike Roberts, were leaving the station. They and other members of the staff had agreed to take a buyout or voluntary retirement offer and move on. In today's media world, such offers are not really uncommon. Still, it's a shock to all of those affected on both sides of the camera. We've asked Cindy and Mike to join us today to have a chance for our listeners to wish them well and to have a chance to reminisce a little bit. There are some legal constraints involved for Cindy and Mike, and we've agreed not to go into the weeds on some of the legal aspects of this. Thank you both so much for being with us. It's great to see you.
Thanks. Thanks, Don.
Thank you, Don.
Cindy, you sound down. Has it been a tough week for you?
It's been a different week. Yeah. We did have some severe weather this week, and sitting at home and watching it on TV for the first time in many, many years, kind of tough. I felt like I needed to be there. I watched all the stations, and that was nice because everyone is doing a great job. I never get to watch the competition, and this time I did, and it's amazing how great they are.
We were good at that.
Yes,
we were a good team at that.
We were, and, very good.
I was in class. I have a right across the street at St. Louis University. I have a class in broadcast meteorology, and we turned it around, and we did some severe weather coverage of our own, but it's different working with 20-somethings who are still in college than it is working with you.
You know, I thought of during the day of the storms, I thought of you both because I thought it would be something like the old fire horse, you know, retired fire horse hearing the bell ring and pounding, wanting to get out and do the work. But you can't.
That is exactly right. My adrenaline just started to run
it did.
Really high, really fast. It was kind of amazing.
I was watching the radar just as I would have if I had been at work. I had radar scope on. I was checking to see if there's rotation. Following it right along with everybody else.
You know, I've known a number of meteorologists in this market over the years, and there have been, for the most part, some very, very good ones. But one of the things that I have found, and I can see it in both of you, is the fact that you become weather junkies. I mean, you really are just so into it. I think more so than a lot of news people are into news. You find that, Cindy?
Oh, definitely. I can't go anywhere without somebody asking me, what's the forecast? No matter what, and I can go into the mall and have no makeup on, have my hair up in a ponytail, have sunglasses on, and the minute I open my mouth, it's the voice. They recognize the voice.
The atmosphere is so beautiful. I think one of the most beautiful things I've ever seen is Hurricane Katrina. And
wait a minute.
and just in terms of the symmetry, it's elegant. The atmosphere is elegant. You know, you get on the Illinois side, you can really watch storms for a while. They look like giant sailing ships. And yet, at the same time, these storms are just so powerful. So as a meteorologist, you're both drawn to the beauty and the power of these storms, and you're impressed by how lovely they are, and at the same time, how dangerous and deadly they are. And when you do this for a living, you commit to just always knowing what's going on in the atmosphere. We're asked to work 24/7 on social media, but we were doing that 30 years ago in terms of just being on 24/7 because of what we do.
We were always there, no matter what. We were always on call. We were always there. We didn't have to be called in. We knew it. Mike and I always knew that we had to be there, and we were there.
It's the difference between news and weather, Don. You can't forecast breaking news, but you do know when you're going to have severe weather.
But, you know, sometimes you're wrong. And you talk about going out in public, and I'm sure people are very, very nice to the both of you, but sometimes you get it wrong. I mean, weather is fickle, too. Winds change, and storms go off in a different direction all of a sudden.
That just happens. In 2011... We had the most amazing stretch of severe weather that really started on the last day of 2010 with the Sunset Hills tornadoes and then lasted to Joplin. But we had that blizzard, Cindy, and that was in January. And it was, you know, just west of St. Louis, even into the western suburbs, we had amazing amounts of snowfall. Mm-hmm. Columbia, it was a historic storm and a blizzard. But downtown, if we got a half an inch of snowfall, well, that's all we got. We were doing wall-to-wall coverage from 4 o'clock in the morning through about 7 o'clock in the evening. And at one point, About 4 o'clock in the afternoon, Cindy looked at me and said, well, we're going to have to start telling people this is not going to happen.
Sometimes that happens.
And sure. And it's got to be tough for you to have to do that.
Well, after investing so much time. Yeah.
How are people in reacting to that sort of thing?
Oh, I think, again, it's social media. This has changed this business entirely. Because now people have access to us. Before, they had to call us on the phone or write a letter. Now, immediate, they send something out on Facebook or Twitter, and we see it immediately. And I don't think people quite know how hurtful that sometimes can be, because we're doing our jobs. We're doing the best that we possibly can. Meteorology is inexact science, and we're out there to protect them. But they don't understand, by sending off a nasty email that quickly, how hurtful that is.
They have no gatekeepers.
No.
So last June, we had a tornado touch down in Lincoln County. It did damage a number of homes in Hawk Point, completely destroyed 4. We were on the air in 2 minutes, and its next stop, only maybe not even 10 miles away, is Troy, no small town. And they had just dropped the puck in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs.
Oh, wow.
I had to interrupt, and I'm telling you, it was – and I've been doing this for a long time, but I was astounded. But I think what happens is, because you can communicate this so quickly, I don't think we get fully formed thoughts. We just get
instant
reactions.
It's emotion. And they send it off.
How important is it to know the territory? I mean, I've heard that St. Louis, this area, is a tough place to do forecasts because it's flat. A lot of stuff comes in. Fast winds change, as we mentioned before. Is this a tough part of the country to do that sort of work?
I think so. I've worked in many different markets across the country, and I think this, right here in the middle, I think this has been the toughest. Just because we get the influence from the north, from Canada, we get the influence from the Gulf of Mexico. Mm-hmm. We are the dividing line, and that's why so many times we get the freezing rain and the sleet in the winter, which is very difficult to forecast. And we're also a secondary tornado alley here in St. Louis.
We might be the gateway to the west, but when it comes to weather, we're the gateway to the east. All these systems have to come through here.
Us.
We're on the southern edge of the northern climate, the northern edge of the southern climate. So everything comes through here. Probably the hardest thing to forecast is snow. There's no question about
no
that.
No snow. Yeah, mm-hmm. because the
snow amount.
Oh, the amount. Mm-hmm. Yes. Very, very difficult. And because of climate change, it's becoming even more difficult because there's so much chaos now in the atmosphere.
That's a great point. These no system does what it would typically do because of the surplus heat in the atmosphere, which is what the atmosphere is doing. The atmosphere resolves this problem it has with surplus heat with storms. So all these storms are doing fairly predictable things, but only to a point. There are always some surprises.
You know, you mentioned social media and the role that it's playing these days. It makes me think of what the future of your profession would be in the not-too-distant future, because, you know, people can get their weather forecast now from their telephone. They don't need Cindy Pressler or Mike Roberts in a studio telling them, or do they?
I would disagree with that. I think they do need us because we are the experts, and they want to hear it from a human being. They don't want to just read it. I think, my opinion, but I think out of everyone in a news department, weather, sports, I think the weather people are the ones that are going to hang on the longest. Because they want to hear it from a human being.
You know, if you have 5 apps and you check the forecast on all 5 of them, you're going to get different conclusions. I think what has really changed is the way we use modeling. When I was going through Creighton University, it was called model guidance because you were crazy. This was back in the 80s, which is the decade that came before the 90s for you younger folks. But it was... you were crazy if you just in the 80s and even into the 90s, don't you think, Cindy? You were crazy if you just swallowed a model whole and spit it back out. Now there's so much great modeling out there. It becomes a bit of statistical analysis.
Them.
But at the end of the day, if you've had some time under your belt looking at the atmosphere, it there are some tendencies that the atmosphere has in St. Louis, in our viewing area, that you just know. And I think you need that experience on the other end of a forecast. I think we're blessed, not just at Channel 5, but in this market, with some really good broadcast meteorologists going all the way back to Ben Abel.
Ben Abel, one of the best. One of the things I liked about Ben Abel, he wouldn't say it's definitely going to rain. He said, we'll get some rain here and there.
Yeah.
You can never be wrong when you put it that way.
You can't pinpoint it that well. It's impossible to do that.
Okay. What can you tell us about your future? Is this something that you know about now? Is it something that you can talk about?
I know whatever I do, I'm going to be very successful with it. Yeah. I still have the drive. I still want to do the job and do it very well. If I stay in television, great. Mm-hmm. I would be happy to do that. If I don't, if I get out of TV, great. No problem there either. Either way, whatever I do, it's going to be great. It's going to be a new adventure, a new challenge, and I'm looking forward to it.
This is one of those things that we can't talk about in great detail because there are legal complexities here. Mike, can you add anything to that?
Well, I have. I've had a nice journey with a company in St. Louis. We're still in the discovery stages of that, but I like where it's going. But whatever I do, you know, I think what I would like to do, Don, is I would like to serve. You know, I think that's I've always seen, and I know you agree with this, Cindy, what we do is a vocation. It's a calling. It's really been a gift to have this lovely career doing what we do. And it's kind of molded my heart to do something that would allow me to get that kind of feedback from it. I'd like to serve.
Yeah, we've saved lives in the past. And I somehow, some way, I want to continue to do that. I want to make people's lives better and give them the information that they need and they want. If it has nothing to do with weather, fine. If it does have to do with weather, even better. Mm-hmm. But at this point, I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I mean, you really haven't had much time to.
It's just been a few days.
It's just been a few days. It's been a week since you've left. Can you say how long this was in the works? Did it happen very suddenly?
We had 45 days that ended on, was it the 7th of April?
So whatever
45 days was prior to that, I'll never forget how I found out. Cindy said, have you looked in your mailbox?
And yeah, I said, that's how we found out.
When do I look in my
kidding.
Mail? There's nothing.
No,
there's that. That's how we found out.
I think Mike and I were shocked. Mm-hmm. I didn't even take it seriously at first.
You mean after all those years of service, notification came in the mailbox rather than from a human being?
That's right.
Well, that's very sad to hear. And it's, well, we'll move on to other things because we're on thin ice here when it comes to this issue. How many opportunities or what kinds of opportunities are out there? Cindy and Mike, you talk about service. What's out there for two meteorologists?
Well, I started actually with my faith journey, Don. I've enjoyed this wonderful journey with my Catholic faith. So I started there and I had some nice response. But I still would like to flex my meteorology muscles a little bit.
Yeah, I would think.
I think we both feel that way. We put so much time and effort into what we do, and I would hate to give that up.
You know the thing exactly. But this community that we have come to know, and with the school talks, I'm not kidding. I must have done thousands of school talks. Mm-hmm. Believe it or not, even though I don't work at Channel 5, I still have school talks left to do. It's literally putting us in the lap of the community. So we know the community from north to south and east to west very well. I think any organization that wanted to get closer to that community, we would be a good voice for that.
I think we are great spokespeople. We can communicate like you cannot believe. We are great communicators. We're used to deadlines, constant deadlines. We know how to work under pressure. There's so many things that a meteorologist can do.
Well, I'm getting the sense that you both plan on staying in the St. Louis community then.
I would like to.
I would like to too, if that's possible.
Yeah. you have control over that, pretty much?
I guess that depends on my husband, too. I'll see what he wants to do. But, yeah, I guess, yeah. I imagine there are a lot of there's a lot of opportunity here in St. Louis. I always thought the St. Louis Cardinals would be a great organization to work with in some way. There's wonderful companies here in St. Louis.
Well, I hope they're all listening, and many of them are, I'm sure. I want to bring the audience into this conversation if we can. 382-8255 is the number. That's 382-TALK. You can send us a tweet at STL on air. We'd love to hear from you if you'd like to talk with Cindy Pressler and Mike Roberts. I've got a couple of messages on my computer screen here that I'll read to you. Randy Abrams tweets, "We do need Cindy and Mike, and we will miss you." That's not a surprise there. St. Louis Style House tweets, "Little known tidbit, Mike Roberts had a cameo in John Waters' movie Happiness." He wants an autograph, please.
That's not true. If that happened, I'm unaware of it. I was in a movie called Precious Victims, the Paula Sims story.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
But if John Waters had me in a movie, I've never received a royalty check.
I can tell you a funny story about royalty checks, because I had a narrator's role in the movie Under Siege.
Oh, really?
And that was in 1991. I still get royalty checks.
Is that really?
And
wow.
The last one was for 22 cents.
Oh, wow.
It took more to mail the darn check to me than the check. Anyway, I've got that framed. I'm not even going to cash it. I'll show Warner Brothers.
There you go.
I also have one of our producers here writes that Mike Roberts came to Kelly Moffitt. Kelly's third grade class at Merrimack Elementary, one of the most poignant memories from elementary classroom. Don't remember much else about it.
Oh, that's so nice.
You know, this is one of the things that the impact that people like yourselves have on people. You'll probably find that years from now, people will still be talking about things you said years ago. The connect with the audience is really very remarkable with television people. Do you find that? I mean, you're with people all the time.
People feel like they know us.
Yeah.
And they come up to us all the time. And they're so nice, so wonderful at restaurants. I'm shopping at – I like going to the mall, by the way. So I'm at the mall quite a bit. I get such wonderful response from people, just people. And they come up and they say, "I feel like I know you. Yeah. You're my best friend." So they come up very easily.
Well, Don, and you know this, you're trying to make a connection with an audience member out there. And I think that's a very real attempt. It's a very sincere effort on our part. And when that happens, it leaves a mark on hearts in both directions, not just ours, but also on the viewers. For a long time, I was a hospice volunteer. And one of the cool things about this, whatever this is, this sort of minor celebrity that we have is I could go into a situation with a hospice patient and it was as if they already knew me. There was a whole category of conversation I didn't have that we could just skip because we felt like we were friends already.
Yeah. And you're coming into people's living rooms. That's a very personal, it's an invitation to come
into their
in.
Bedrooms, Don.
Well,
yeah.
Speak for yourself.
Well,
Professor.
People have TVs in the bedroom.
No,
yeah.
I know. Of course they do. We've got a number of callers who want to get into the discussion. We'll do that, but we'll take a break first. We're talking with Cindy Pressler and Mike Roberts, formerly of Channel 5 here in St. Louis. We'll continue our conversation and bring you into it when we continue. This is St. Louis on the Air on St. Louis Public Radio, 90.7 KWMU. Hello again and welcome back as we continue our conversation with Cindy Pressler and Mike Roberts talking about their recent departure from Channel 5 and what the future may hold for them. We'd like to get you folks who are listening to us right now the opportunity to talk to them. So let's start with Tom, who's calling from Webster Groves. Tom, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Thank you, Don. And thank you, Mike and Cindy, for your service to our community here. I'll make the statement that's behind the question first and that'll give you a clue as to where I'm coming from. I'm a member of the Sierra Club, and I've appreciated that neither of you have been afraid or shy to talk about climate change and global warming when it, in fact, had some sort of connection to meteorological events in the present. I'm hoping that the new station owners at Channel 5 continue to allow that kind of freedom, but my question would be whether or not you might both consider actually going more into climate science and helping to describe and explain this extremely complex world as it applies to individual meteorological events or in people's lives. You know, it's a really important piece, and we seem to have a lot of meteorologists out there who either avoid the subject entirely or, you know, just never bring it up, just kind of never gets talked about. Everybody says weather's somebody everybody complains about, but nobody ever does anything about. It seems to me climate warming, global warming, seems to be something we could do something about if we could just understand it better, and I'll shut
Tom.
Up now. And
all right, Tom, thank you. Let's get some comments from him. Thank you for quoting Mark Twain. What do you think, this global warming thing? There are still a few doubters out there.
Well, I think it is what it is. I mean, I don't know. People get locked down and stay in their positions on a lot of these issues. But, you know, we both feel like climate change is we're seeing it in real time. We did a special in 2013 in September. And, Don, you know something? We had complete editorial control over that. We had, to their credit, our general manager and news director at the time, Lynn Beal and Mike Shipley, just turned it over to us, and we just went with it. It's one of the things I've been most happy with.
Right, and it was a great response from the viewers too. Yeah. There was very little pushback. Mm-hmm. I expected to be higher, but no.
Have you seen over the years you've been here? You came in the late 90s, but mid to late 90s, both of you. Have you seen a dramatic change in weather patterns here that you could attribute to global warming?
Mm-hmm. I can't say for sure if that's climate change, but we have seen extremes. That's what's happening with climate change. Our weather is becoming more extreme. Mm-hmm. Just in the past, I'd say 5 years, Mike. Mm-hmm. I'd say it's really been evident, and we are definitely seeing it in our lifetime. We just didn't see the extremes like this before.
Well, the things that were forecast for us or predicted for us, we're actually seeing more and heavier downpours, stronger storms. And it's funny, the contradictions are true as well. Even though you would expect to see more and heavier downpours, you're also going to see more and prolonged droughts, which we've had all of these in the last, as you mentioned, five years.
Yeah.
And we have rainier winters, shorter winters, less snow.
That's the thing that people don't get. They'll have a snowy day or a cold day, and they'll poo-poo global warming. Mm-hmm. But it's the fact that you've had the extreme weather at either end that mm-hmm. would indicate something's going
on. And it's over a long-term scale.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Weather is short-term. Climate is long-term. Yeah. That's what you have to look. There's a big difference.
And if you just took the last 5 years, 2011, just unbelievable severe weather. We had probably, I think, maybe 6 or 8 periods where we were on the air for 6 to 8 hours at a time.
At a time.
Then
yes.
The very next year, we had the 2012 drought. Yeah. Then we did have a lot of snow in 2013, and we had the tornado on the ground May 31st, 31 and a half miles.
Yeah, there's some pretty good examples right there in the last couple of years. Let's take another call here. We'll bring in Barbara calling from Chesterfield. I knew this was going to come up, Barbara, so go ahead.
This is a girl question.
Right.
For many, many years, Cindy, I've admired all the pretty outfits you have on, and I always have wanted to bump into you somewhere to ask you, are those all your clothes?
Yes.
I am just amazed. It appears that you never wear the same thing twice, although you do.
All that clothes is mine. I am a clothes horse, I guess. I love to shop, which is why I'm always at the mall, but to me it's therapy. The station does not supply any clothes. They do not supply makeup. We buy all of that. We're doing our own hair, makeup, buy our own clothes. They have suggestions on what colors we should wear. But all that clothes is mine, and I just love to shop. And I shop at all local St. Louis stores. And I'm a little online shopping, but I like to actually go in and try it on, see how it fits, and
Cindy
touch
was sort of an in-news department consultant for the other ladies.
I kind of was, yeah, in a way.
And I have a question for you from my wife when this is over. I won't bring it up on the air. But, you know, you're still speaking in the present tense when you speak of Channel 5. Do you realize that?
I didn't even think of that.
It's
going to take a long time.
It will take some time.
You know,
work somewhere that many years and just put it behind
we
you.
We loved it, Don.
We did.
We loved working there. We loved serving our viewers. We loved the people we work with.
Oh,
well, it was an emotional last night. Last night that you were on the air, there were tears, and you spoke of family. And I think it was received very genuinely. That's exactly the way you feel about your former place of employment and the people you work with.
Mm-hmm. I feel very much that I have a family there, and Mike and I feel like we're family. Mm-hmm. I probably saw you more than I saw my own husband, Dave, for mm-hmm. a long time, mm-hmm. because we were together every single day for many hours.
Sure. And under times of some tension and distress, too, mm-hmm. when you're really, really going out at full speed. Speaking of family, let's bring in Mort calling from St. Louis. Mort, thanks for waiting. You're on the air.
Hi, Don. Thank you very much for mm-hmm. having Mike and Cindy on. And Mike and Cindy, you know, we're really going to miss you. You have become part of my family. Some of my friends think I'm nuts, but I had to tune into Channel 5 every night at 5 and again at 6 to get your weather reports, and just your upbeat, fun personalities are going to be greatly missed. And Cindy, also, I remember the night that you got engaged. You left for dinner, and you came back, and Karen said, "We have a surprise."
Yeah.
And you announced you had just been engaged. So I've been a fan for years, and I'm going to miss you.
Oh, thank you. That was between shows. Yeah, Dave proposed shows. I had to go back to work after that.
There's that family thing again. I mean, he's remembering something all these years later. How long ago was that, Cindy?
13 years ago.
13 years ago. Sorry.
Well, you know, my first wife passed away from cancer, and I had such a beautiful journey with my family at KSDK. And every time there was a moment where I needed to, at the last second, call in, you know, Cindy and Bree and Scotty and my bosses would just say, just whatever, just do what you have to do. When a few years later I met somebody who is now my wife, Karen, one of the folks at the station said, "Well, you know, Mike, you're going to have to bring Karen in and to meet your KSDK family."
Uh-huh. There you go. There you go. That's how tight it is. I have an email here from Sarah, Cindy, for you. When Cindy was pretty new to town and KSDK sent her to a county fair to deliver the weather, since she was a farm girl, someone had the bright idea to have her milk a cow. Well, the cow kicked her while on the air. I thought Karen Foss was going to have a heart attack right then and there. Cindy took it in stride, was fine. She has a great sense of humor, able to roll with the punches. We will miss her terribly, but know she will look fine and be fine. Look forward to seeing them both in the future. Oh, remember that? How could you forget it?
You don't forget that, but the cow did not kick me, though. The cow, I know how to milk a cow. I milked many cows, and I know when that cow starts leaning over on one foot, get out of the way, because that cow's getting ready to kick. That's exactly what she did, and I was able to get out of the way just in time. So she didn't get me. She tried, but she didn't get me. But that was one of my great moments.
I can honestly see I would have been kicked. I wouldn't have seen
that
coming. Oh, yeah. I'm from Detroit. If it doesn't have an engine, I don't know what it is.
You wouldn't know. Yeah.
And the writer mentioned Karen Foss, whom everyone will remember from this town. She was in town a couple of weeks ago. And
she
looks terrific.
Well, you know, Don, she was great counsel to both of us in our journey.
Oh, yes,
really.
We've been hearing from her a lot.
Yeah.
Yes, we want to thank Karen.
She's been
wonderful. And so many people, former Channel
Deanne
5
Lane.
People, right? We've mm-hmm. been hearing from all of them, mm-hmm. Mike Owens, and just there's so many, and they're all reaching out, and they're just, this is our family again.
And so many of them have had like experiences.
Lisa
Maybe
Zygmunt.
Not exactly
Lisa
the Zygmunt. Same, but similar kinds of experiences.
Right.
It's a tough business. You know, everybody thinks that broadcasting is so glamorous and mm-hmm. wonderful, but it can be very, very cruel, to wit, receiving a notification of a big change in your mailbox as opposed to one-on-one with someone.
Well, our customer base can leave us very easily. You know, they can change the radio dial. They can just hit the clicker on the TV.
Right.
You know, if you're a department store, your customer has to come to you, be
right.
there. And so
right.
It's a very competitive business. We've enjoyed it, but it's been full contact.
There's another aspect of this, too, and that is that you can't fake it. You know, you might be able to fake something for a while, but on television night after night, week after week, year after year, you can't pull it off if you're a phony.
No, the viewers know it.
They'll know it.
Yeah.
They'll know it right away. Let's take some more calls. Tony in Wildwood, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, good day. Generic question. A certain replacement points to the screen directly behind her. And so my question is this a new skill folks like you are going to have to learn?
Not sure what he's talking about. I think the chroma key?
The chroma key wall, yes. It's a skill. Mike and I have been doing this for so many years, mm-hmm. it's like riding a bike for us. Mm-hmm. But it's the use of the chroma key wall because there are no maps behind us. It's mm-hmm. all computer generated.
There's no script?
No, there's no script.
Your maps are your script?
We're ad-libbing the whole time. So mm-hmm. it is something that you have to learn over time. It's experience level.
Yeah, it's not easy. A lot of moving parts going on.
Correct.
There's a lot of
things going on around you.
Exactly. Let's take a call from Mike in Creve Coeur. Mike, you're on the air with Cindy and Mike.
Thanks, Don. I'm from Creve Coeur. My wife and I have been watching Cindy, Mike, for quite a few years. We're both older. And we're both impressed not only by your professionalism and your knowledge, but you come across as truly very genuine people. And in an era in which it seems more and more people are looking at appearance as opposed to the reality behind it, it's really terrific to have a couple of pros like you guys doing what you've been doing. We'll miss you terribly. Others have said you're like members of our family, and Godspeed. We wish you well. And one question for you, Mike, if I may. Are you going to continue to teach at St. Louis University?
I am. It's funny. I don't think I realized the impact this was going to have on my students. That was the first because I had to – and in a way, it's its own lesson because I'm getting them ready to go into this business. And I stay positive. The negatives are going to show themselves eventually. But we did have to spend some time on this, and I didn't. I felt I was quite moved by how they were concerned about me, and then wanted to know whether I'd be back next semester. I am, and there will be homework. Okay, there's never homework in my class. Thank you for the comment, by the way.
I'm sure they appreciate the good news. Let's bring in Linda calling from Edwardsville. Linda, you're on the air with Mike and Cindy.
Thank you. I just wanted to say, as everyone else has said, thank you for your service, but I also wanted to speak to what I feel is your competency. I moved here 6 years ago and went back and forth trying to find a weather person or, representative that I felt I could trust. There's a lot of different competing information out there. You can get something on your phone, you can get something on your computer. And we have come to have a vernacular in our house, which is like, well, what did Cindy say? What did Mike say? Are we going to go for a hike on Saturday? Well, Cindy said it's going to rain. And I just can't believe that this is happening. And I think that the new management has completely underestimated your competency, the trust that you've built up in people. I want to thank you for the emphasis that you've always given to the Metro East, because you were dependent on the St. Louis area stations. But thank you, and you'll be sorely missed.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. We appreciate that.
There's that family thing again.
Yep, the family really keeps coming up. And it's funny, Don, because when we were leaving last Friday, we found that we had to console our family mm-hmm. more than they were consoling us.
Mm-hmm. But we took consolation from the kind words. It really meant
it and really still did. It still
means
does.
A lot. Yeah, we've read every single one of the posts on Facebook.
Oh, my. Social media blew. Mm-hmm. I think we broke the internet.
Really?
I think
well,
we did.
Speaking of family, let's take a call from Aaron, who's calling from St. Louis. Aaron, you're
hi,
on
Dad.
The air.
Oh, it's my daughter, Aaron.
Oh,
hi,
Aaron.
She's driving in from Topeka with her sheepdog, Sophie.
That's right. Yeah, we are on our way. And I actually just wanted to, say hi to Dad and congratulate him on his amazing body of work. But I really wanted to say thank you to Cindy Pressler. She and so many people at Channel 5 and the fellow weather team personnel have been a huge support to our family throughout the years. And, somebody who's in the somewhat beginning of their career, I know how important it is to be able to go to a workplace and find comfort and joy and passion. And the coworkers there are a big part of that. So I just want to thank everyone at Channel 5 and especially Cindy Pressler for all her support and friendship throughout the years.
Thank you, Aaron. Wow.
Oh.
Thank you. Thank you.
I do have the world's best daughter, by the way.
I know you do.
Thank you, Aaron. And you know what Aaron couldn't say and what I'll never be able to say because Cindy would be embarrassed as just how much of a help she was to our to the Roberts family when Anne was, you know, in the later stages of her life and when she passed away.
Right. How's your family, all your families dealing with this? 30 seconds left. Are they okay?
My kids are happy for me, but they, it has this been a long, lifelong journey for them. Yeah,
it has.
And
yeah.
My wife.
Right. Yeah. My husband is happy. He comes from a huge family, of course, in Shrewsbury, so there's a lot of them, and they're all very happy and all looking forward to the future. And my dad is happy. He's a bit shocked, but because he knows how much I love weather and how much I love doing this. But everybody's doing fine. Everybody's doing great.
We are glad to hear that. We are out of time also. I'll close by saying Garrick had just tweeted and saying he wishes you both the greatest success in your futures. We do, too. Thank you so much for being with us.
Thank
Cindy
you,
Pressler
Thank
and
you.
Mike Roberts.
Thank you very much.
Good luck. Very best of luck to you. Archive versions of past St. Louis On the Air programs are available for download or podcast at stlpublicradio.org/stlonair. The programs produced by Mary Edwards, Alex Hoyer, and Kelly Moffitt, with production assistance from Aaron Dorr, Valita Brown, and Spencer Reed. Executive producer is Robert Peterson. Thank you so much for listening. I'm Don Marsh.